Classroom's open. Mike Sullivan at the podium. We're in a seat.
Mike,
obviously the offense has gotten off to a slow start. It seems like there's a lot of problems. Third down's an issue. Quarterback's not playing well. Running game was an issue the first week. It seems like you got a whole, array of issues here. How do you see it?
Hard to put a finger on any one particular scheme or concept or player or anything or coach. There's a multitude, as you'd mentioned, little issues here or there that have occurred, and oftentimes at the most inopportune times in the ball game. And I think that as we have taken a hard look at where some of the breakdowns have been, what are the things that we can control, we've certainly addressed that. And moving forward in today's practice, did a lot of good things, feel good about the plan and where we're headed. And there's nothing we can do. There's no magic wand to poof, go back in time and do a different play or have it executed differently or any particular one thing. We've just got to keep moving forward. And having a great challenge going up to New England, there's no time to be either pointing fingers or feeling sorry for ourselves. So to answer your question, if you want a specific, hey, it's this one thing or it's that other thing, it's hard to say because it's been a combination of a variety of things that no one's excited about or pleased with, certainly, and no one in the organization and certainly no one as far as our fans and looking at us from the outside in. But, rest assured we are focused on what we need to do to solve the problems.
Mike, has there been a problem getting plays in efficiently enough overall? Has Josh voiced any concern about plays just not coming in quick enough?
No, he's not. We had a couple weeks ago with the headset malfunction and our contingency plans and so forth, but that hasn't been an issue, no.
Putting aside how the statistics and the wins and losses, how would you say Josh is playing this season?
There's some good things. You look at sort of the first two ball games when, despite some things that were inconsistent or a little bit rocky along the way, ultimately doing some good things down the stretch, overcoming some early adversity, and that's the game. That's this league as far as the ups and downs and just trying to be at that consistent high level and trying to stay out of those valleys, if you will, and try to be at that steadiness, and that's the ongoing battle. So I think there has been a lot of good things that we've done, that he's done. We just got to put it all together, though. It's not just one player. It's not just one play. It's a combination of a collective group of men going out and executing, and to this point, we haven't done that.
Right, 2 weeks in a row, you've been in a position where one more first down allows you to be in a position to probably run out the clock, and you've run the ball on that third down both times. And some people have said that's too conservative. Mm-hmm. What do you say to those critics that say that's a conservative route?
Again, this is the only chance I get to speak with you guys, and so there's always, I know there invariably there's going to be questions about last week, and yet I'm trying to move forward, but I'll just to talk about something most recently with New Orleans. We ran the ball extremely well in that game. It was schematically, we had a specific purpose for the play, and as we've talked, I know Coach Shiano has mentioned at times, you go with the decision you feel is right at the time, and you can't beat yourself up, and a guy from New Orleans made a heck of a play, but that's the way we were running the football, and so ultimately it didn't work out for us, but again, we got to just, how are we going to solve some of the other issues? You talk about the one play, but the things to get us to be more consistent, to get us executing where we need to be, and that's really what we're focused on right now.
Coach, will you guys purposely try and get the tight end a little bit more involved? And do you think that's something that can help Josh Freeman, maybe some easier pass plays, get him kind of in a rhythm? Because you don't have that Dallas Clark right now, right? And you don't have that Dallas Clark threat right now at all.
Timmy Wright played a little bit more this past game. Luke Stalker still getting his legs underneath him. Nate Byam had the long catch of the day. That certainly can help as an added option. But right now, there hasn't been the commitment to taking away of Vincent Jackson. That's why he's got the number of catches he has and it's the number of production he has. And ultimately, when teams, if they're going to continue to allow that type of one-on-one matchup or they're going to allow you to run the football, then you've got two Pro Bowl players. The next thing is, well, why aren't you using your two Pro Bowl players? I think that certainly has merit. We're looking at that because there is that open end of the field ultimately, and we saw a lot of it last year. And really, it was about week four, week five, the Dallas Clark questions, the tight end questions kind of coming to the forefront, and he was able to be a little bit more productive because, again, it's like a boxing match out there, kind of counterpunching, trying to, adjust as the defense tries to take away certain weapons that you have. So, we're continuing to, work the guys that are there, and hopefully Tom Crabtree comes back and he's a part of the mix, and we're able to get the balance we want out of that position.
Like, based on what you saw, what happened last year, the fact this is the second year in the system for almost everybody, are you surprised he didn't come out of the chute a little bit smoother?
Every year is different. Every team is different, and certainly, I think if I spend any time being surprised or disappointed or frustrated, that's going to take away from what we need to do to get ready for the Patriots. And it may sound trite and cliche, but I promise you there's enough hard work and enough of a challenge that those guys present. And we've got too much talent. There's too many good players, and the guys are working hard. And, trust me, we're looking forward to the opportunity to go out there and play the type of offense that we're capable of playing. But ultimately, we got a lot of preparation that has to take place. And we had a good day today, got to get after third down tomorrow and just keep building the plan. And that's a great thing about, this league. Even if a couple of those plays had gone differently and these first two seasons had been better and our record was different, there still would be some of the frustrations because we're not playing at the consistently at the level we need to. So that's really what we're zeroed in on, Roy.
Are you comfortable with the balance on first and second down? The play calling seems to be heavy with the run versus the pass, and it's been putting you guys in, I think, a lot of third and long situations.
Well, I don't know that there was a few more shots that we tried to take down the field, some of the play action shots and so forth this last game. I think it's always a mixture. We're always trying to do what are the things that can move the football and keep defenses off balance. And the big pass play has been something that's helped us in the past. We were able to run the football. And so I think it's one thing if you're pounding your head against a wall and you're not getting anything, but when your back's, up in the 150-yard range, there's ultimately you got to do whatever is working. And so we're always going to be a team that's going to want to have that mixture, because certainly when we can run the football, that does open up the play action shots. And that's something that we've had success with in the past and hope to look forward to do more in the future.
I hate to put it on this, but I think you've had some bad luck in situations. Third down, the last, you're laughing. Almost sounds like an agreement. But I mean, Mike Williams catches the ball, he gets one-footed instead of two. You have some, legal formation penalties take away a first down pass and a touchdown. You think you've run into some bad luck?
I'm only laughing because it was a time I was the most superstitious, kind of everything had to be a certain way. Then ultimately, after a number of years, a number of games, it just comes down to, you create your own luck. And ultimately, some of those plays or calls, whatever the case may be, that aren't going your way, you fight through it and you work through it, and eventually they do come your way. So, I don't feel that way at all. I think we've just have got to just continue to stick together, which the locker room, the offensive guys, the defensive players, there's been nothing but guys, pulling together and trying to solve problems, and rather than having any finger pointing or any type of second guessing or questioning. I mean, there's a great resolve with the group, and that's encouraging, and I think a lot of it's because of the character of those guys, and they're aware of the talent that they have and what we're capable of doing and hopefully can do in the future.
So you're changing your socks every day now instead of wearing the same.
Yeah, exactly, which is my wife likes it a lot better too. Yeah, I wasn't worried.
Now that the season has started, is it more difficult to develop a backup rookie quarterback like Mike Glennon through practice?
All of our young players, one of the things, we do with their scout team, the show team work, and additional periods that Coach Shiano has within the practice where we actually have allocated time for the development of the younger players where they are running Buccaneer offense. And that's something that all of our guys get. And so that's something that we did last year, and just so happens that there happens to be a young quarterback now, so there's no change. And so I think all of our young players are getting that additional opportunity to get better and get accustomed to what we're trying to do on offense. Thanks.